All right, back here on the Big Show, we'll get back to the phone calls in a couple of minutes. The Patriots, as we've been talking about in the first hour of the program, win their sixth of the season, a big win yesterday against Buffalo. The defense played a terrific game in shutting down that Bills running attack and also limiting that passing game. And one of the reasons is joining us live on the phone lines right now, Brandon Merriweather. Brandon, how you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right as well, too. You got a lot of rest in the fourth quarter. I mean, that offense gave you, what, 9 minutes and 8 seconds for you guys to just hang around the sidelines. That must have been a pleasant surprise, a nice little thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a nice little break we had. You know, the offense controlled the ball the whole game, and we just basically came out and did exactly what we planned to do.
Has Edwards been more predictable now that he's played a little bit and you get more film on him? Is he easier to read? Because it seemed like you guys confused him. He said after the game and some of the players that the coverages were tough to read. Is there a little bit more of a book on him, so it makes him easy to play right now?
Yeah, and no, you know, it's more of, you know, trying to disguise and do things a little different than what we have done in the past. You know, me and James, we getting better chemistry since we've been playing together, and, you know, it's just making it hard for people to, you know, just know what we're in just by the way we line up.
How much will you guys miss Adelius Thomas?
Oh, man, that's well, I can't even explain how much we're going to miss him, man. He's like, you know, one of the defensive leaders. You know, he's one of the people who – one of the vocal leaders of the group. You know, he say what's on his mind, and I think we're going to miss that a lot.
We were talking about this earlier. The problem is he's out on the field for virtually every single down, not just in your base defense, but anytime you bring the nickel, the dime, he's out there occupying another role. It's almost like you're going to need three different guys, you know, Pierre Woods and Guyton and other guys to play. Yeah, different guys to replace it depending on the situation.
Yeah, more rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically have to, you know, because, you know, with AD, you know, once you got somebody that athletic, you know, that big, that strong, that fast, you know, it's hard to replace a freak like that, you know what I mean? So,
Glenn.
You know, he's one of the great players of the game. So, you know, whenever you lose a great player, just like Hot Rod, you know what I mean, it's kind of hard to replace.
Well, let me ask you about the loss of Roddy and what you had to do differently. You were just talking about Adelius and about being vocal or whatever. Your game has gotten better and better. Has that been – and now you've had to probably take a big step with Rodney out of there and James taking that role. How different has it been for you with Rodney out there and you as a younger guy now having to step up and have more of that vocal presence?
Oh, man, it's been very different for me. You know, usually I sit back and let Hot Rod control everything and him and James talking. You know, I just take the – you know, the back seat and just follow them guys, you know. But now, you know, that I'm in the passenger seat and James driving, you know, it's me being more of a vocal leader to not just, you know, the defense, but to the younger guys too.
Can you feel it coming together a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, with the more I play, you know, the more, you know, I get to, you know, be around James and the rest of the DBs, you know, we kind of, you know, getting chemistry together. So, you know, I feel it again. We're getting a little better. We just try to get a little better and better every day.
Well, it seems like you're more on the same page. You're disguising the defense, you said. You guys are more coordinated, and you're talking more. Yesterday, you know, that's the first time after a game, you heard the opposing team say they're disguising defenses real well. Can you see that in films? Was everyone's more coordinated?
Yes, you know. Basically, you know, our disguising usually come from, like, the linebackers in the secondary, but – you know, from that game, you know, we had the line disguising and we had some everybody all on the same page at the same time. So, you know, whenever you get a team that, you know, on one page like that, they're going to be hard to beat.
Speaking.
Brandon, how have you matured mentally as a player over the last year and a half or so?
Mentally, whoa, that's huge. I can't even, to be honest, I can't explain that. Like, that's, you know, going from college to the NFL, you know, in just 1 year, yeah, what you know is so much greater in 1 year than it is, you know, in all your years of college. It's just, you know, it's huge to from every aspect. You know, I can't even explain how much of a mental part that is.
Well, I guess, but, you know, when you look at it, not only is the game quicker and the guys are bigger and they hit you a lot harder and everything else, but you're at a period in your life where you're still trying to figure everything out, you know? And just looking at any one of us just going from college into whatever job you were going into, that's not an easy thing. And now suddenly the game changes, I got to believe, so much more dramatically for going from college football to professional football. That's got to be a tough thing.
Right. You know, that was the good thing about having Hot Rod and James, you know, and Ellis and all the older guys around. You know, I got to lean on them for things I didn't know.
No more leaning.
I know. No more leaning. It's time to walk on my own now.
What do you think personally of the of a quick week turnaround like this with a Thursday game? Does that affect you or the team in particular in any certain way?
No, you know, I think we got great coaches. You know, our coach is going to have us well prepared for every game that we go into. You know, we're going to be well rested and well prepared. So, you know, as it's going to be a short week, but, you know, you kind of expect that.
Didn't you snatch one out of the air on Brett Favre last time?
Yeah, I got one.
Do you think he's be hunting for you?
I don't know. We'll see, though. You know, that's undetermined right now, but we will see.
How is it different to defend a guy that throws all over? He's harder to read because he's not structured. You know, he's more of a guy that plays, he'll run out of the pocket and just wing one. Is that a little more difficult to defend?
Yes, it is, you know, because you never know what Brett's going to do. You know, Brett could run all the way to the right and throw all the way back to the left. You know, not many quarterbacks trust their arm, or better yet, trust their self to do that. You know what I mean? But Brett is one of them quarterbacks. You know, he's soon to be Hall of Famer. You know, he's one of the best to ever play the game. So, you know, when he do stuff like that, you know, he's doing it because he knows it's something that worked for him before. So, when you got a quarterback like that, he's so hard to defend to the point where, you know, you just got to be more technique and fundamentally sound.
All right, Brandon, terrific game yesterday. Good luck on Thursday night. Thanks
Keep
for spending some time with us here on The Big Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See you. Brandon Merriweather. And he has been playing very